3. He's with me. Reese. Today is the first day of my very own personal boot camp. One day spent with the Tates, and the good news is there are no tempting Snickers bars in sight. Only green food with organic labels on them. All fresh. Fruits, lean meats. All I need to finally lose the 10 annoying pounds I've been carrying with me for the past few years. They come with feelings of insecurity, dissatisfaction, and frustration. They are proof of me having absolutely no willpower against my hunger pangs or my cravings. A reminder of why I didn't go to dances, or, despite my love of the beach, head out in a swimsuit to take in some sunlight. I plan to work out like a fiend. When I get back home, I'm going to walk into a crowded room with a great smile and sans my Himalayan butt, looking so pretty, Miles Morris is going to drool in his mouth at the sight of me. He'll admit that it's always been me and only me for him, and he was too blinded by our friendship to notice. And I'm going to sleep with him, the first time that I will ever sleep with a guy. And I'll do it with no insecurities about him seeing me naked, because I'm going to look beautiful and slim and, most of all, sure of myself. So sure of myself, I'd do it in broad daylight for him if he asked me to. Pulling my t-shirt a little lower as it rolls up my hips, I start panting and drop the treadmill speed a little bit. If I don't, I'll have to crawl my way to daycare to pick up my little package, and, carrying him back home, I'll be trailing my tongue on the sidewalk. No thanks. I'm on a healthy living boot camp. Brooke says I look like Jennifer Lawrence, and that she envies my hourglass figure. It's like my torso was cinched with a corset since I was born. Curvy. But I'll take Brooke's athletic physique any day. Genetics made my hourglass figure, but athletic physiques take more than genetics. They take hard work, and I admire that. I press the treadmill speed a little bit faster and survey everyone inside the bustling gym. But my eyes come back to the guy who slipped into the gym after me. He's at the far end of the room, pummeling a heavy bag.